This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sounds terrific. Thank you, Lucius. A sports hodgepodge coming up here at 4 o'clock. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Let's learn about that Lions defense. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being a part of this. Eric, Christian McCaffrey in 2023 had three straight games. Week 6, 7, and 8. And he's had two straight games. He had it in 17, 18, and 19.
So that's the all-time running back?
That's what I'm just kind of, I was going through.
Because I can't find it anywhere.
I was going through Franco Harris. I was going through all the NFL running backs that are all-time scorers and stuff like that. But then I said, okay, let me check what Christian McCaffrey's done. And he did it. He did three straight, like I said, in 2023, weeks 6, 7, and 8. And then like in 17, 18, and 19, he had a chance to do it, and he didn't get it on the third game.
Mm.
So it was only one time, though, that he had that opportunity.
Cool. All right. That's good to know. Thank you.
He only completed that one time. It showed you. Guy couldn't stay healthy, but all of a sudden he goes to San Francisco.
Well, it helps when you're in an offense like that. It really shows how difficult it is to be a runner catching passes, touchdown passes at that rate. It's a difficult thing to do.
All right. Dawson, you were, it's funny, you were teasing about that you might have to score a ton of points in this game.
Yeah, 40.
Yeah, I think that you're going to have to score a ton of points.
How easy are we looking?
But I think the Lions will maybe give you that opportunity. And I say this in a way that they're going to play a ton of base personnel. Whether you're in 11 or 12, they're going to play you pretty straight up.
I think they play base more than anybody in the league.
They are one of the top teams in the league when it comes to base defense.
At least 50% of the time.
It's exactly right. They're one of the few teams that plays base over 50%. And so where your thought is going into there is that you have a quarterback that thrives against teams that play base defense. He has not been sacked yet this year against the team that's played base against him. It's about Dak Prescott.
Yep.
And his numbers, his success rate for plays, I looked this up because I was curious because of how much they play. The league average is 48% on teams that when you play base defense success rate of plays.
Yeah.
Dak's over 60%.
Okay.
Well over 60. He's number one in the league against the teams playing base defense.
And that's just all plays? That's not passing plays? That's just all plays?
All plays.
Wow. Okay. So Cowboys offense in general, dominating base.
Yeah. Wow. So the base defense. So now, where this game is going to come down to your ability. They do not have, in my opinion, a rusher opposite Aiden Hutchinson in this game. They don't have him. He is the primary pressure player for this football team.
That makes sense because I keep seeing the Lions connected with pass rushers at the trade deadline.
Well, because like they lost Marcus Davenport. That was their big offseason signing.
That's huge.
They was a big part of what they were doing. But they also lost Derek Barnes in the Arizona games.
Yeah.
In the Arizona game, excuse me. I was watching the tape. He blew out his knee. And so he was really one of the primary pass rushers along with Aiden Hutchinson. Now, this team is one of the lowest ranked teams in the league when it comes to pressure overall. And Aiden Hutchinson, he generates almost 38% of their pressures. But other than that, they're down in the 20s. So if Dallas can find a way, now this is how this is going to be key because he's going to play both sides. So you have to kind of figure out how you want to play them. Teams have done this. He still is capable of getting pressure on him, but teams have figured out you chip him with multiple guys. You chip him with a back. You maybe chip him again with a tight end. And then you get him onto a offensive tackle. So teams have kind of chip, then go put your tackle on him. Don't leave him one-on-one because that's how he's going to beat you right there.
Yeah. So
Dallas is going to have to be committed to trying to slow him down. He got after Steele last year in this game. It was a rough game for Steele. Number of rush attempts and pressures and sacks, not good. So they're going to have to figure out ways on both sides. You're likely going to get Guyton playing the left tackle in this game. So with that being the case, this guy's going to flop either left or right. Got to be ready for that. And when he's on that side, whatever side it is, you've got to account for him.
Help every time, you think?
I think so. If
they don't have anybody else.
I think you have to be committed. I think you have to be committed to saying, okay, we are not going to let him beat us in this game. Mm-hmm. Not when we can handle everybody else. Not when we can handle all the other blocks one-on-one. We have to commit something to taking care of this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This guy
kind of sounds like if you put Tyler Smith out there at left tackle, though, you'd have a better chance considering Guyton leads the league in penalties.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to figure this out. And you're right. I think their best five is if they were to do that, but they won't do that. They're going to play the kid. And you know, he is their future. And that's...
developmental year. Have at it.
Absolutely. All right. This secondary. Okay. It's completely revamped from where you were last year. Okay. Because last year when you played these guys in week 17, Cam Sutton was one of the corners.
Mm-hmm.
He's now with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
They killed Cam Sutton in this game last year. Absolutely just lit him up. And so they went out. They got Arnold. They drafted him in the first round, Terrion Arnold from Alabama. And they've got, and then they traded for Carlton Davis. Okay, you think the rookie is the one that's kind of having the problems here? It's actually Carlton Davis is having a little bit more problems when you watch him play. Quarterback ratings are really, really good against him. It's over 109. Targets are high. Receptions are high with Carlton Davis. They're going to play a ton of man coverage on you too. Now, they will give you, the problem is they're one of the better tight window secondaries in the league. But your quarterback's used to playing tight window throws.
That's been all season long.
That's been all season long. So, but I feel like, though, and the reason I think they play so much base and they match you is because of Brian Branch. He's the safety. He is a really, really good football player. But he's a corner that could also play safety and he can also cover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you need to worry about in this game is, okay, do they commit with help with Arnold and Davis? Do they give him help with the Kirby Joseph, this other safety?
It's our buddy, yeah. Kirby Joseph. We had him on the nosebleed seats.
Big fan of his.
Kirby Joseph could shade to the CeeDee Lamb side to help the corner, and then they could turn around and put Brian Branch on Ferguson and say, okay, let's see if you could beat us with Tolbert and everybody else. So they I understand why they play so much base. It's because they have the ability to cover people in the back end. But they've had some struggles. Like I said, Carlton Davis has had some struggles when people have targeted him in games.
I'm interested tomorrow when you give us the official report.
It's John Hussey.
Like if Hussey's a big, you know, defensive holding, yeah, pass interference guy. Because I think Terrion Arnold, when I was watching them play the Seahawks Monday Night Football, had three penalties called against him. Now, the coverage was good, but he'd get flagged for some stuff.
I think the biggest problem with Arnold is that sometimes there's separation with him. When he's new to reading routes on the NFL level, and I think there's, you know, he's got the speed and the quickness to recover, but your receivers don't separate all that well, so they might play right into his hands. But there's opportunities here. I really do believe that. Now, running the football against these guys will be difficult.
They didn't even try much last year, did they?
No, not that much. Because they're big inside. DJ Reader's big inside. McNeil's big inside. They've got some guys. And these linebackers, Jack Campbell and Alex Anzalone, they play really tight to the line of scrimmage. And they step up.
We've seen Anzalone give the Cowboys fits.
Yeah. They've got a couple of guys that are really, those linebackers are pretty darn good. This one could come down very well to you and your ability to throw and how well you handle Aiden Hutchinson in this game.
Well, CeeDee Lamb had like a career game last year.
Against guys that aren't there anymore.
Okay.
That's the problem. He was outstanding last year against Cam Sutton. And Cam Sutton's now on commissioner's suspended list with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've totally revamped their secondary with their corners. You know, but I think there's still some opportunities there because the pass rush, it's not what you think it's going to be. You know, it's going to be that one guy, and I'll be interested to see how much they really, really bring blitzes and stuff. I don't think they want to do that. I think they're all about trying to play coverage and then make sure their linebackers get drops and things like that. But if you can win some matchups here, and I think it's going to come in the form of taking advantage number 23, Carlton Davis, in this game.
Sounds terrific. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. It'd be exciting if the Cowboys can exploit those openings and keep up with them on the scoreboard. It's, a tough one being a 3.5-point home dog. You don't find that very often. That tells you Vegas thinks the Lions are significantly better. But as a man who's lost 4 out of 5 weeks in G-Bag Survivor, and I can tell you, every time I've picked no worse than a 6.5-point dog, lost 4 out of 5 of those.
It's been the year of the dogs, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.